This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we've talked about checkpoints, the internal checkpoints, as well as this ridiculous idea that some people in government believe that freedom is authority. At least that's what Rudy Giuliani said, apparently, back in the 1990s. And for whatever reason, it kind of came back up in the aughts, because I remember we talked about it probably in the 07, 08 range. That's when
Ron Paul was running the first time, and he was
and Giuliani ran against him.
And Giuliani just couldn't stand sharing the stage with Ron Paul. I mean, he wanted to to turn his guns on the lowest ranked Republican on the stage, because just the notion of what Ron Paul said was destroying the foundations of what Giuliani believed.
Well, right. I mean, Ron Paul is very anti-authority. And that is essentially the libertarian message, is that no human should have the ability to tell you how to live your life unless you want to hire someone as a consultant. You know, if I hire you to come in and tell me how to live my life, then it's fine.
I was a personal trainer, and I can tell you, to some extent, my job was telling people how to live their lives.
That's what they wanted.
They wanted a telephone call to tell them to get to the gym, what time their workout was going to be. They wanted somebody to tell them what to do, how to do it, and encourage them when they didn't feel like doing it.
And, you know, there are people out there who do love authority. And besides the ones who love to wield it, there are people who do want to be put in their place, so to speak. You know, dogs are that way, for instance, and some human beings are that way. And those people should be free to have that. You know, if you want someone to tell you how to live, by all means, there are people who are more than happy to do that for you. But for the rest of us who would prefer to figure it out on our own or hire whatever experts we need to at whatever times we want, leave us alone, you authority types, and we'll leave you alone. Now, I can't promise for everyone, but that's, I think, what most liberty-minded folks would agree to is, hey, you government guys, you can do your thing. Just don't mess with us and don't mess with our friends. And please just don't mess with anyone in general who doesn't want to be messed with. And then we'll leave you alone. That's fine. Let's have that deal.
I discovered along my path through libertarianism, this is one of the things that I discovered, is that it's a threat to people when you say, well, let's just get rid of the federal government or whatever.
Yeah, it's a threat to everyone collecting a paycheck from the federal government.
Right, a lot of pensioners out there, a lot of people who make
contractors.
They say that 50% of the population, if you include contractors and the families of people that work for the government and everything in there, 50% of the people make their money from the government.
And that doesn't include welfare, or does?
I assume that welfare is included in that number. I don't know the specific numbers, and you can do the research on that, but I can see why it's a threat to people. So I advocate for libertarians all to move to one state, New Hampshire. Yes. But there's even people in New Hampshire that feel threatened when I say that I don't want this law or that law. I asked we filed as an official religion in the state of New Hampshire. I then asked that my house be exempted from the tax rolls in my town, and the town rejected that. Now, at that point, I am not putting anyone else at risk, right? I'm not saying that you can't have your government. At that point, the government is turning its gun towards me, and it's saying, nope. You're going to have to pay, not you, your kid, because you're going to take the money. We're going to take money from you for the schooling of your child, and we're going to give it to other people's kids because they go to our school, and you're going to pay for our school, even though you consider it a government welfare, middle-class indoctrination day prison.
Well, you are the threat, Mark, and they're treating you as such. Anyone who could possibly
at that point, they've become the threat.
No,
I'm
but what I'm saying is
because they're slave masters.
Right. You're a threat to them. You're a threat to their authority. You're a threat to their control over other people. Because if they were to allow you to not pay taxes, then that would mean that, from their perspective, the Pandora's box has opened.
But
that
there's already parsonages out there that aren't paying taxes. That's sure. a ludicrous notion.
But those are
the idea that somebody from a new religion,
recognized religion,
can get out of taxes, and somebody from a newly established religion can't. That's a pretty tenuous argument that Western civilization is going to crumble if we let you opt out of simply paying for our stinking, crappy, mediocre schools.
No doubt. And they've said the same thing in various different trials of activists, like Ademo Freeman when he was on the wiretapping charges or facing wiretapping charges for recording some government bureaucrats over the phone when he was having a conversation with them. They made the argument that if the jury were to find him not guilty, it literally would be the end of Western civilization.
Even though what he did is legal in 38 states or something
That's
like
correct.
That.
That's correct. And the reason they said that wasn't because it was legal in, you know, those other states, but because their authority would be undermined. Mind that if a jury came in there and said, well, okay, yeah, it appears that by the letter of the law that he did indeed conduct wiretapping by recording this conversation without notifying and getting consent from all the parties in the state of New Hampshire. However, we the jury believe that that's a ridiculous law and so therefore not guilty. That's not what happened, sadly. The jury did convict him, but ultimately had the jury done the right thing and let him go, then the state would see that as a blow directly to the core of what it is. And the core of the state is authority, the idea that these people, who are just people, can rule over your life, and that they should be able to just simply tell you, jurors, that you need to follow the law. Here are the words that we, the state, have written down on these pieces of paper. We have, you know, signed them with all kinds of fancy pens, and we're wearing fancy hats, and we say you must do as these words say. But if people decide that they should follow their conscience instead, the state sees that as, like, you know, a turning point kind of moment for them. Now, whether or not it would be is, I think, arguable. I think that it's not really a turning point moment. It's just one of a myriad of court cases that most people won't pay attention to and will ignore. But from the state's perspective, that disobedience, that willingness for the average person, which is what a jury is supposed to be made up of, that willingness for an average person to buck the system and embrace their own conscience is a danger to them. And that's why they made the arguments that they have done and will continue to make. They didn't just make it in the Ademo case. I believe they made it in the Occupiers case as well in Manchester. Same courtroom. Different
the idea that if the police simply let people that they had ordered to leave a park
after 11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night.
The city ordinance says you can't.
That essentially, I mean, you know, lawlessness will break out. People will
be,
at that point, once the word of a police officer is broken, then.
So there's rapings all over the place.
People are going to break into your house and eat your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's where it's all going to go right there immediately.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So, this is the threat that the state feels from those of us who are liberty-minded folks. That's why they punish people who are disobedient much stronger than, you know, punish people who, actually are hurting others or putting others in jeopardy. The guy I was in jail with for a year was there for driving to work. The guys who were there for DUI were there for 3 days and 21 days, respectively. So the DUIs didn't hurt anyone, but they could have. You know, there's a greater chance that a drunkard behind the wheel is going to hurt someone than someone just driving to work. Greater chance.
Sure.
I think most people would agree with
didn't
that.
Didn't the guy lose his license for DUI, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was an unpaid fine out of Massachusetts back in the 1990s.
Jeez.
And they gave him this habitual offender status, which is one of the most draconian measures that New Hampshire has, which results if you get convicted again as a habitual offender, you go to prison sometimes. If you go to jail in some instances, sometimes if you get more than a year, you'll go to prison for driving. And that's another example of how it's all about the authority. Same thing with me going to jail for standing in front of a police car back in 2010. With several activists, we stood in front of that police car to protest the state, to protest the fact that they were arresting a young lady for having an open container of alcohol in a public park. And that, you know, we didn't think that that should go on. We don't think people should be harassed and arrested for those kinds of things. So we made a protest about that, and we spent time in, you know, I spent time in jail. I spent nearly 2 months of my life, 58 days, behind bars for our friend Sam Dodson. So again, I didn't hurt anybody, but there were people in there for violence who were, you know, in for less time than I was. And another one, Sam Dodson, former co-host of the show. He went to jail for 58 days. Why? He didn't tell a judge his name. So the judge held him in contempt of court. And the idea was, well, we'll let you out when you tell us your name.
Right.
And so even though 2 weeks into it, they had already determined his name. Well, presumably at the beginning they didn't. But 2 weeks in, they did know his name. Absolutely, we were able to verify that they knew his name based on court documents and police reports. But they still kept him in there because he wouldn't say it. Kept him in for 58 days.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. 3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. You know, it should be an interesting day tomorrow, Mark. There's a couple of – it's one of those days here in New Hampshire where there are at least a couple of things I would like to be at simultaneously.
Sometimes that happens in the activism circles here, the liberty activism circles in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that never happened
in
Florida.
So many people.
Right, that never happened to me in Florida. There was never more than one thing going on in the liberty community that I wanted to do. In fact, I don't think there were ever two things scheduled simultaneously in Florida for that, you know, for the liberty community. But here in New Hampshire, we do have the Free State Project, and that is a movement of what will hopefully be 20,000 people. We've got 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who love liberty, who care about freedom, who are willing to do something, pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, it's working, and it's working well. This isn't some sort of pie-in-the-sky concept. This is proof of concept. It's happening. We have over 1,600 people who've already made the move early, as you and I did, Mark. The official move just began about 2-3 weeks ago. At this point, I guess close to 3 weeks ago now. And so we're in this final phase now of the Free State Project, of the actual moving time. Those who have pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active, it's time to pick up and move and get here. Now, all 20,000 aren't going to come. There's 20,000 people who've signed, but we've been collecting those signatures for 15 years. So I think it's realistic to believe that, you know, maybe we'll get 30% or 20%, 25%. Something. I'm hoping for 25%. Anything between 25 and 50, I'd consider icing on the cake. And I don't think it's realistic to believe we're going to get more than 10,000 out of the original 20,000.
In many cases, we've activated local activists, too. We've created and activated local people.
Which was part of the intention of the Free State Project.
There are, you know, probably arguably 4,500 Free Staters in the state because people inside the state have signed up for as friends of the Free State Project.
Which is another designation one can join as a friend of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. You can also still sign up for the Free State Project, but apparently they're not incrementing the counter past 20,000. But they are now going to count the number of people who are moving to New Hampshire. So the Free State Project is continuing. And so as I was saying, not all 20,000 are going to show up. In fact, some have already come and gone. So they've moved to New Hampshire. They exerted their fullest practical effort. And then they decided their life was taking them in a different direction. And so they've left. And it can be sad, too, especially when we get to know and love them, like our friend Sam Dodson, who is coming back tomorrow. Not for good, I don't think, although I'm sure I'll do my best to persuade him.
You're such a badger on these issues.
But you know, you got to ask for the order, Mark, if you want people to do what you want them to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Come back to New Hampshire. But Sam was on our show for a number of years, I guess. He was a regular co-host behind a microphone here.
He also did Obscured Truth for the Obscured Truth Network.
Which is still on YouTube. So if you've never seen any of Sam's videos, just search for Obscured Truth on YouTube and you will find them. He was an early mover. I don't know when he showed up. Maybe 08. Or something like that.
I don't know. It's been some time.
I think he left in 2010 or early 2011. And he left, well, let's just say things were unfinished when he left, legally. Because he was arrested along with me in the what was called the drinking game episode.
So what the drinking game was is some people went into a city meeting with the intention of every time the bureaucrats said things like, what was it, master plan?
Yeah,
and,
that was one.
You know, a variety of other words that sound sort of, you know, like weirdly, you know, supervillain-esque. You know, we have a master plan.
Yep. Everyone has a drink.
And then everybody has a drink. Now, in many cases, these drinks, I'm not entirely sure what was in all of these drinks, but in many cases they were like bottles that would have like a label on them, say not a beer, and they would
That's
be
correct.
Full of water or something like that.
Yes.
The idea was to, you know, test the boundaries, cause these people to perhaps you know, not take their little meeting quite so seriously.
Once again, this strikes at the core of the authority that the government has, and that's why they did not like what we were doing.
They could have ignored you completely.
That's right.
There would have the only publicity you would have gotten would have been the publicity that you created for yourself.
Correct, which was at that point a blog post on freekeen.com announcing in advance what our plans were. So we published
these activists have said mean things about us on the internet. Yeah. We're going to have to get them.
The post that I believe Sam made, actually, in advance, I don't know, it was like a day or two, it wasn't long, in advance, before the city council meeting, it even had the label that we had printed up and put on these, what were beer bottles at one time. They did actually have beers in them, but we had emptied them out and put water into them, and then put these custom labels on that said, not a beer. And that was part of the blog post, so they knew what was going on. Like, we outlined everything. The rules for the drinking game, that was posted in advance so people could play along at home, because you can watch the city council meetings on television. So if you wanted to actually use alcohol in your home, you could do that. You'd get pretty drunk, too, because it was every time the city council voted on something unanimously, which is almost every vote. It's almost always unanimous.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one, yeah.
So every single vote, you'd be drinking, and then there was like six or seven other rules. And so they actually ended up stopping the meeting 10 minutes in after, you know, they'd done some accolades.
Couple of swigs of water.
Yeah, and we're drinking away on these bottles, and the city police chief comes up, a former police chief. He's no longer in charge. He was actually talking to me at that time. Now, after this incident was when he started giving me the silent treatment and treating me like a small child.
Because he demanded your bottle, and you didn't give it to him.
Correct. He actually not only did he demand the bottle, he actually reached out and tried to grab it from me. And I grabbed it closer to me at that point and sort of withheld it and, you know, pulled my body away from him as he was grabbing towards the bottle. And I told him, no, you don't get to search my – I don't consent to your search. And he told me, well, if you'll either consent or you'll leave this meeting. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to leave the meeting. It's a public meeting, and I'm intending to sit here and enjoy my beverage while I watch this public meeting. Well, you're under arrest for disorderly conduct. And so he arrested Sam and myself, and then also a girl named Monica.
He arrested me.
He arrested
me. Myself is just the self-aggrandizement that's popped up in the last 5 years or so. No, he didn't arrest myself. He arrested me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Garrett likes to say myself, so it's kind of caught.
That's got to stop.
Yeah. So he arrested us, and then arrested a young lady who was there, also a Free Stater. Monica was there. She actually had a real beer with her. So hers was not water in a bottle, but Sam's and I, we did have just water in the bottle. And so we got processed, got released. I think we took bail. I don't remember what happened in that particular case. But ultimately, my charges were dropped a year later. I had to sit on bail conditions for an entire year, waiting trial. And then the day before trial, they dropped my charges. Thing is, though, Sam left town while he was expected to go to court for this, while he was, you know, they had an arraignment date for him, so, and they had one for me, too.
So you showed up
there,
and then they dropped the charges?
No. I went to the arraignment, and a year later, before the trial, dropped the charges.
How far before the trial?
The day before.
Okay, so the day before. Why didn't they drop him on Sam the day before?
He had missed court, so there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh, he missed the arraignment.
So that's why he's coming back tomorrow in the morning for court versus Judge Burke, the same man that put him in jail for 58 days. It's Free Talk Live.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I told you some interesting news, and that is that our friend Sam Dodson is going to be coming back for a limited engagement here in New Hampshire. He's living a life with a family now. He's got a wife, he's got a kid down in Texas, which is where he's from originally. And whether they're considering moving back to New Hampshire, I don't know. We'll ask him those questions if we can get him on the radio with us, which I'm hoping to do tomorrow night if he's not in a jail cell, because he is going up against Judge Burke, the very same judge who put him in jail for 58 days when Sam refused to give his name, I don't know, back in 2008 or 2009.
Somewhere. I suspect you'll get asked that question straight away in front of Burke.
What do you mean? Which question?
What's your name? Well, got anything else you want to say before we get started?
You know, it's going to be kind of a sad day in a lot of ways.
Sure, this is the whipping. You know? This is the pillory.
Yeah.
And if he's either going to take his licks with a smile on his face, or he's going to get some more.
Now, he's going to be taking a plea deal, which I know a lot of people are going to be disappointed with. But again, you know, it depends on where you are in life as to whether or not you can do these kind of things, of not take a plea deal or do take a plea deal. You know, if you
can't not take a plea deal in this circumstance because it would, you know, the cost to him would be extraordinarily high. He'd have to
right.
come
He'd
live up
here for,
a
period of time, and who knows how long it would be before they actually went to a trial.
The only people that are going to hold him as lacking in that area are going to be people that just want to see bad things for him.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean,
there's some principled jackhole out there that's going to say, you should never, ever, ever take a plea deal because it's bad.
I wouldn't say you should never take a plea deal, but for people who, you know, for people for whom Sam was one of the first exposures they had to the Free State Project and civil disobedience, he was on the cusp, you know, the cutting edge of civil disobedience here in Keene for a long time. There were actual protests when Sam was in jail back 58 days. There was a large crowd of people that gathered for a candlelight vigil outside of the city hall here in Keene and Central Square. We actually did protest at Judge Burke's house back then. And so it was a pretty intense time to be here. And you know, Sam really set the bar high for non-cooperation with the state. And he, of course, was following in some giant's footsteps, like Lauren Canario, who I think is the only person besides Sam to take non-cooperation to a more extreme level, where she wouldn't even move with, you know, she wouldn't assist the police in any way. She was wheelchaired everywhere she went.
As a small woman, you're going to be better off than you are as a normal sized. I mean, Sam's not a small guy.
No, he's a tall man.
He's tall and, you know, somewhat built. And so, you know, as a normal sized guy, you're going to probably get roughed up.
Yes, exactly. Lauren can get away with a lot more than what some of us can.
Yeah.
But, you know, for somebody who's sort of set the bar so high, it's going to be kind of a mixed feelings day for me. It's like, it's going to be great to see Sam again. It's going to be fun to some extent to see what happens in court with him versus Judge Burke 5 years later, because both men have changed.
Yeah.
You know?
Burke's more mellow now.
That's right. Burke is, I think, a little more mellow.
He's had plenty of time to deal with you people.
Right. So it's going to be an interesting day. And then just sort of that sad aspect of, well, Sam's going to go home. He's not staying in New Hampshire.
Sure.
And I love Sam, and I think he's a great guy, and I really enjoyed my time with him. So we're going to do our best to get him on the radio tomorrow night. If he's not in a jail cell, he hopefully will be joining us as a guest co-host here on Free Talk Live again. And now he may be going to jail, even though it is going to be a plea deal, and I believe he's pleading down to a violation. So it was charged
as
a misdemeanor offense. It's now being, I believe, plead to a violation.
Then why would he go to jail if he just got a ticket?
Well, because when you don't pay the fine, you go to jail.
So he's not going
to
pay the ticket?
He is not going to pay the ticket. So he has purchased a one-way ticket to New Hampshire. He's in New Hampshire now. And so he's basically here until this is settled, which means that if he's sentenced to community service, he will be willing to do the community service. So he may be in town for a week or something like that as he logs enough community service hours to then go back to Judge Burke and turn in the community service hours. Now, whether or not they're going to schedule another hearing
that quickly
and demand that. Right. I suspect that a community service hearing will not be scheduled a week away from when he's sentenced. But I don't know. Anything can happen at sentencing. You know, Judge Burke, I don't think Burke can refuse the plea offer. I don't know. Because the judge could, like,
yeah,
what if
they
Burke,
can generally.
Yeah, like, what if Burke has still got a, you know, stick up his butt over Sam? He hasn't let it, you know, he hasn't mellowed out enough in the last 5 years, and he decides he wants to teach Sam a lesson for not coming to court because ultimately he is facing a failure to appear.
It doesn't seem like the Burke that I've seen
recently
throughout the years. Yeah. Like, you know, it just doesn't. It doesn't seem like him. He's not the. You know, he looks at it so much like a job, and yeah, so to some extent, he'll give you guys the paddling if you need the paddling, but he doesn't seem to hold it too close.
So it's what I say. It'll just be interesting to see how it all pans out tomorrow, and of course, we'll bring it to you as we learn more over here on Free Talk Live. And so let's get back into the initial story, Mark, that we started the show with and just barely scraped the surface before we ended up talking about all the tangential issues of authority and you know, internal checkpoints and your consent to the rule of governance or the social contract, as some people would call it. El Paso, Texas. This is written by Brett Sanders, who I believe he himself was arrested over the weekend for open carry violation in Texas. But anyway, Brett Sanders writes at brettsanders.me, in early 2015, Michael Sofin of Florida was convicted of, quote, forcibly interfering, unquote, with a federal Border Patrol agent after casually driving away from an immigration checkpoint before he was officially free to leave.
Yeah, so this is interesting because the claim that they have is that they can briefly detain you while they determine your citizenship. But if you refuse to answer their questions, how are they ever going to determine your citizenship? Now, in my experience, basically the guy decided that we looked American enough for him.
No, it was that you specifically cited the Constitution and right. That you talked about your rights, and because you were willing to stand up for your rights, he believed that that was sufficient evidence to prove that you were an American
right.
citizen.
Right, while doing that, I had to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't sound Canadian. I don't sound British. I don't sound Australian. The likelihood of me being from anywhere but the United States is pretty slim.
Okay.
And after he heard my wife speak, after I said, nope, she's not from the same place I am, because, you know, she's from Chicago and I'm from Bradenton, Florida. And, you know, then he's like, oh, yeah, that's good enough. So pretty much that was it. He said he paid lip service to the things I said, and obviously no Canadian's going to be able to talk about specific rulings and that sort of thing in the same way that an American would. They just wouldn't. Unlikely they would spend that amount of time
but
learning
some people,
U.S. law.
Some people don't talk as much as you did at the checkpoint, Mark. They just simply don't answer the question.
Sure.
Or waved through. So there's been a variety of different approaches, different styles. Many of them have resulted in success. In this case, this man was facing 8 months in federal prison. Now, this charge sounds like the charge, if you recall, remember the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge
uh-huh.
protesters who were charged with, weren't they charged with the same thing, interfering with a federal
yeah, I think so.
Office? Now, they say here this was forcible interference, which I don't know if driving away is forcible.
Well, if there was a law enforcement, if there was one of these Border Patrol agents in front of his car, he'd have killed him.
Facing 8 months in federal prison, Sofin promptly appealed to the U.S. District Court of El Paso, arguing that the government failed to provide sufficient evidence that the act of driving away was a forcible act. The court agreed with Sofin and overturned his conviction, which raises major questions as to whether or not interior immigration checkpoints have any legal footing in terms of enforcement. In October of 2014, Sofin was driving back to Florida by way of El Paso.
Right, so this is important, and I think it's Martinez Fuerte against versus U.S. The idea is that since the person was stopped, it was okay. The ruling was that their constitutional rights were not sufficiently violated.
By asking,
but what if you
question.
Don't stop?
Hold that thought. We'll continue here. 855-450 free.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about checkpoints and that a U.S. District Court has apparently dealt a blow to interior checkpoints, according to Brett Sanders at brettsanders.me. I believe he's one of the cop block activists or gun rights activists down in Texas who's following this story. We'll continue with that. I also want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You're going to buy stuff anyway online, and you're probably going to buy it from Amazon because they've got great prices and a huge selection, great free Super Saver shipping deals, and, of course, Amazon Prime, which a lot of people love. So why would you not want to why would you want to pay more? Why would you want to pay the full price when you can save 20% easily by going to saveitpurse.com? You can save more than 20%. In fact, it's super easy to do. All you have to have is Bitcoin. That is the key here. That's what makes this possible. And to learn how, go to saveitpurse.com. I've done it more than 40 times in the last year. I'm a huge fan of what they're doing over there at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com to get started there. So there's a man named Michael Sofen, who in 2015 was convicted of forcibly interfering with a federal Border Patrol agent. But ultimately, the U.S. District Court overturned that conviction, claiming that the government failed to provide sufficient evidence that the act of driving away from that checkpoint was a forcible act. The court agreed with Sofen's argument and then overturned his conviction. In October of 2014, he was driving back to Florida by way of El Paso, Texas, when he approached an immigration checkpoint nearly 20 miles north of the Mexican border.
And that's the one I was stopped at, likely, right?
With cameras rolling, Sofen recorded himself stopping at the checkpoint while declining to answer questions. "Are you an American citizen?" the Border Patrol agent asks, as you can see in the video, which we'll link to on our Facebook and Twitter. You can see that for yourself later. Sofen replied, quote, "You know, I was going to tell you that I wasn't going to take any questions today, and then I realized that, as a matter of fact, a girlfriend reminded me that if Obama is letting everybody in the country, what difference does it make?"
Well, I don't think that Obama's letting everybody in the country. But all right, I see where he's coming from. Fine.
The Border Patrol agent didn't find much humor in the ironic joke and told him that answering his arbitrary citizenship question, quote, makes all the difference, unquote. So the agent repeated the question a couple of more times before Sofin responded, quote, I don't want to answer any questions, okay? Thanks. Have a good night, unquote, as he can be seen driving away from the checkpoint at a normal rate of speed. The agent can be heard saying, hey, you're not free to go, then alerted his comrades of Sofin's early exit from the checkpoint, as additional agents can be seen getting into squad cars to make chase. Court documents revealed the border agents were traveling in excess of 130 miles per hour in order to catch up to Sofin. However, the border agents misidentified Sofin's vehicle and ended up zooming past him at a dangerous speed. Eventually, they realized their mistake, slowed down, and initiated a traffic stop on Sofin's Dodge Magnum. The agents claimed that Sofin was non-compliant to their commands. However, he was taken into custody without incident. The government initially charged him with, quote, high-speed flight from immigration checkpoint under Title 18, Section 758 of the Federal Code.
Because they were at high speeds.
Which is a felony that carries a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. However, when authorities realized their very own agents were the only ones traveling at a high rate of speed, they dropped that charge. Shortly thereafter, the government brought forward a lesser misdemeanor charge of, quote, forcibly interfering with a federal agent, unquote. After convicting Sofin at trial, one juror said he voted guilty because, quote, he should have to answer questions just like the rest of us.
Ah, yes, because you choose not to use your constitutional rights. And I don't have a good way to describe this, because I'm not sure the rights are constitutional in this case. That hasn't been proven. But
the right to remain silent is a constitutionally...
not anymore. Right. It's not. Now you have to tell the Supreme Court recently ruled that you have to tell the police officers that you're not remaining silent, which is stupid, obviously. I suppose you could write it out on a piece of paper. I'm not answering questions. Then you would still be silent. But ultimately, to me, it's a foundation of sort of English common law. The idea is that you cannot be detained without reasonable, articulable suspicion. So the suspicion has to be reasonable, and the cop has to be able to tell you what it is. And that means when you say, why am I being detained? They need to tell you why you're being detained. Mm-hmm. This isn't about arrest. Arrest is something else. You need probable cause for arrest. Detention is something else. Now, this is a detention without suspicion.
That's right. You made that point during your checkpoint.
I made it multiple times.
Yeah.
Every car on Interstate 10, and likely this is where this was too, was being pulled over and asked, are you a U.S. citizen? Now, yeah. I've been told by somebody who, you know, would know, whose wife may not be legal, that the reason they ask this is because if they decide that you don't sound, citizen-y enough, then they've got you for lying, too.
Lying to a federal official.
And that's an additional charge, and that will get you kicked out and you can never return. It's one thing to get kicked out. It's another thing to lie and get the charge and then get kicked out and you can't return. And that it makes it all that much more difficult to, you know, ever come back. So that's the reason they ask you that question. I don't know if that's the reason. That's what he said, and sounds plausible, I suppose. But you, as a U.S. citizen, you know, this is what our boys in the military fought and died for, was your rights. You have the right to not answer questions. So when their legal power to pull you over comes in conflict with you refusing to answer questions, then how is this resolved?
Yeah. So, you know, in this case, you've got this juror who is saying that he convicted because he wants everybody to have to do what he has to do. He feels like he has to answer the questions. Why shouldn't this guy?
That's what I was getting all over Facebook is, you know, all you had to do was answer the question. And I had a video and it's got like 40,000
views.
Right.
You're wasting other people's time, Mark.
Nope.
There are people behind
who is pulling people over in the first place? This is the really funny thing is if I'm sitting there in line wasting people's time, who made you pull over in the first place? Why is it my fault?
They never blame the police.
No, they never do. It's like they're automatons. Yeah. It's like they're a force of nature. They never get questioned. But yeah. I was pulled over into secondary, and I didn't refuse secondary. I didn't just sit there. So no one was prevented, you know, any longer period of time than they had to be by my situation. So people saying that you're bothering somebody else, not true. I was pulled over into secondary.
No,
I
said, not right away, though.
It wasn't instant, right. But it was within a minute.
Well, they would say that you delayed those other people behind you because everyone else would have just said no.
How do they know anybody was behind me?
Citizen.
What evidence do they have? Anyone was behind
that's
me?
True. They don't have any evidence.
There you go. I don't know that anyone was behind me. I can't answer that question. When I looked immediately when we were pulled over, there wasn't anybody there.
But it's jurors like this is why this guy, you know, ended up going to, well, he didn't go to prison. Thankfully, they didn't make him go to prison while his appeal was pending, which is very unusual. I'm surprised they didn't actually just send him away because they certainly do that. They certainly did that to Ross Ulbricht. You know, so this guy got lucky in that particular way.
Yeah.
But it's jurors like this obedient jury, that is a huge problem in the United States. This is why taking a case to a jury is a really risky thing to do in general, because, yeah, there is that chance you'll find one juror who's willing.
Well, they don't know anything about constitutional law. You know, they're burger flippers or truck drivers or, you know, just average people going about their lives doing average things. To ask a jury to answer questions of constitutional law is really completely unfair. It's like asking a radio talk show host to do good brain surgery on you. It's silly.
Yeah. So what we need to have is more jurors who are informed and educated about their right to jury nullify. And that, I think, would make a big difference, especially if you concentrate liberty activists in one area like we're doing here with the Free State Project. Because the more liberty activists you concentrate in an area, it's just more likely you're going to get one on a jury. Yeah, they're randomly picking names from driver's license database and the voter database. And there are libertarian, you know, early movers for the Free State Project who are in both of those databases. So there are going to be free staters. And you're right, Mark, it has happened already where one person, Doug Darrell, was set free from marijuana growing charges because of a free stater on his jury who flipped the entire jury. They were going to find him guilty, but she flipped them to not guilty. So one conscientious juror can make a difference and can actually set somebody free.
Fascinating story.
It is. According to the district court's opinion, according to the district court's opinion, Sofin, the man in this case we're talking about with the Border Patrol checkpoint, would have been granted a new trial due to the lower court allowing one of the Border Patrol agents to make a legal conclusion on the stand. But that wouldn't be necessary since the court overturned the conviction altogether, seemingly based on the interpretation of the word forcibly. Since the lower court could not, or rather did not, define the term to the jury, there was no basis on which to convict Mr. Sofin. The district court ruled that simply refusing to answer a federal agent's questions, coupled with the act of driving away in a safe manner, does not meet the legal threshold to charge him with forcible interference.
So this is what confuses me, because this would fall into sort of the local category of disorderly conduct.
You mean what the police were doing?
Yeah, what the police would have charged what he did. So what he did was basically refuse a verbal order, right?
Yeah.
Wait, come back here. I'm not done with you. Now, on a local level, the cops would say, that's disorderly conduct.
Yeah, they probably would.
That's the definition of disorderly conduct.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey
has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.